Toronto, at 65, Jonathan Lyons isn't slowing down. The opposite, in fact. The author and retired journalist finished fifth Friday in the 500-meter time trial in the Masters D65-plus division at the Canadian Track Championships, which wrapped up Sunday at the Matimi National Cycling Centre in Milton, Ont. While Lyons favours longer races, he won bronze in both the pursuit Saturday and the points race Sunday. He still improved on his winning time over the shorter distance at the recent BC Provincial Championships. A good start to the event, he said. And it's just great to be here. This year's Nationals, which have drawn more than 170 competitors from elite to masters divisions, featured a 65-plus class for men and women for the first time. Lyons, who makes his home in BC on Bowen Island, had to compete in the 55-plus division last year. While it was exciting, it wasn't really that gratifying, he said of racing younger competitors. So yes, I'm delighted they changed it. Lyons may have helped accelerate that change, writing a letter to the head of Cycling Canada to make a case for the older age group. We give a lot to the sport, he said. We mentor younger riders and a lot of our fancy equipment, which we're lucky enough to afford, trickles down to other riders. And we're part of a Fit Canada, so I think it's a very important thing to do. Lyons is no stranger to being on the move. He spent 21 years with Reuters as a foreign correspondent and editor with posts in Indonesia, Iran, Russia and Turkey among others before leaving the news agency in 2007. Lyons, whose undergraduate degree was from Wesleyan University in Middletown, Con. Then earned a doctorate in sociology from Monash University in Melbourne, Australia, focusing on the ways in which Islamic culture has influenced Western society and science. He has written four books including, Islam Through Western Eyes, From the Crusades to the War on Terrorism, and, The Society for Useful Knowledge, How Benjamin Franklin and Friends Brought the Enlightenment to America. He also co-authored, Answering Only to God, Faith and Freedom in 21st Century Iran, with Genevieve Abdo. A native of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who now has Canadian citizenship, Lyons started road racing while working for Reuters in New York and got back into the sport, aged 50, while doing his doctorate in Australia. He sees racing at the Nationals as a bonus, given he was almost killed some 10 years ago when hit by a truck while riding along the Columbia River in Oregon. His recovery took years. He and his wife Michelle Johnson, an Oregon native who also holds Canadian citizenship by virtue of her mother, moved to Canada from Oregon in late 2018. After learning of the Burnaby Velodrome, he joined the Burnaby Velodrome Club and now takes the ferry to the mainland once a week and drives 40 minutes to train on the track. I enjoy testing myself, he said. I try to always race myself. My preferred races are against the clock, particularly the 2-kilometer individual pursuit. I enjoy the feeling, the challenge, the way training makes me feel, he added. I'm not a young man anymore, but I feel strong, I feel healthy and alert. And then, of course, there's the adrenaline rush when you finish the race. My wife used to say I'm the happiest person after a race when the endorphins start going. He also has an indoor bike to train on, works out at the gym and does yoga. I'm trying to stay on top of things, said Lyons, who is coached by Hans Luffelholz and rides a Canadian-designed Argon 18 bike. Age creeps up on you. It doesn't seem to have caught him yet. Lyons is coming off gold medal performances in the Masters individual pursuit, scratch, 5 kilometers, and points, 10 kilometers, races last month at the BC Track Championships at the Burnaby Velodrome. There wasn't a lot competition at the time, but it was great, Lyons said modestly. I think one of the things about older athletes that people tend not to understand is just getting here healthy and strong and fit is kind of an achievement. So it's great to see other guys here, regardless of where they place. And I try to keep that in mind for myself too. Masters categories at the Nationals included 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64 and 65 plus. The oldest registered rider is 76. Lyons came 8th in the Masters team pursuit race Friday at the Nationals. On Sunday, he was 3rd in his age group in the points race and 5th in the scratch race, which combined the 55 to 64 and 65 plus classes. While awards were still presented by age group, Lyons' hope is eventually more 65-plus competitors will join the field to allow for age groups to be totally separate. It's often a myth. We think, oh, the older guys won't be so tough. But the competition is fierce because you have a natural winnowing, he said. Only some people want to keep doing this. Only some people are healthy enough to keep doing this. Only some people have the time to keep doing it. Only some people have the dedication it takes. So you get a very strong, competitive field whenever you get older athletes together. At the international level, UCI World Masters Track Cycling Championships have divisions for even older athletes, including 80+. I have not taken part in those. But I'm thinking about it, said Lyons. Follow at Neilm Davidson on X platform, formerly known as Twitter. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 7, 2024. Neilm Davidson, The Canadian Press.